Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 256. Rishus Rosh Yeshiva. We're in Siman Sarivov, Sif Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that you're not allowed to hold things during davening because it's going to match your kavanah. You're going to be thinking about the thing that you're holding, and you're going to come to drop it during davening, and that's how we paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch, Kishumit Palel. Lo yechos biyadu tefillin, velo sefer mitzkit v'yakodesh. You're not allowed to hold tefillin, and you're not allowed to hold kit v'yakodesh while you are dining because it's going to match your kavanah. The Shiloh is, what about other things that you're not so worried that they're going to fall? Kit v'yakodesh, tefillin. What about other things that you're not so worried about they are going to fall? So Rashi understood the Gemara. Rashi says over there, really, it sounds like from Rashi, only things that you're worried they're going to matter is fall, or you're going to lose them, like money and things like that. That is what you have to be worried about. The Beis Yosef is Medayik from Rashi, and the Medayik and other Rishonim that hold like this, that other things are going to be permissible. However, Meduyik in the Rif and other Rishonim, that not only things that you're worried they're going to fall, anything that you're holding down, you're going to think about them a little bit, and therefore it's going to be matrid your Kavanah. Those are the two Deyas brought down over here. In the Mishnah Berurah, we'll read it in 1 second. Sif Karton Hey, but if we can medayik from the Mechaber, we can see how the Mechaber really passed it. It says Velo Kaara Maleya Velo Sakin Umaus Kikar. You can't hold a full plate and not a Sakin Umaus Kikar. What are all these? These are all things that you're afraid they're going to fall and they're going to get ruined. Because why does that be a Kaara Maleya? Kaara itself would be problematic. The fact that he says Kaara Maleya, it sounds like the Mechaber, only things that you're afraid they're going to fall and they're going to be mafsid something, those are things that are problematic. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is medayik over here in Sif Katan Hey. He says, V'dafka honey. Shim yiplu yeshbam hefsid o yazikolot. All these things, if they fall, there's going to be a hefsid, or they're going to get damaged. Avol shari dvarim motor lechos, other things you're allowed to hold during Shemana Esrei. And he says, V'yeshomrim da'ani lav dafka. Some hold that these are not dafka. El orcho de milsonakot v'udin she'en li'tol shum davar b'yodah b'shas tefillah. V'chein hiski metaz. The Taz also holds like this, that you should not be holding anything during Shemona Esrei because you're going to come to think about it and you are not going to be concentrated fully on your Shemona Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here says this din, as opposed to other din that we mentioned before. In Sif Katan Alf, he says, Katan Prima Godim, Dehua Din Bishas Kriyachau, Psika Dezimra. This is not only a din in Shemona Esrei. Any parts of davening, you should not be holding things that are going to be offering your tefillah. See, in Sif Beis, a sitter is going to be obviously fine. But other things are going to absolutely be usur to daven with. Sif Katan Beis says, B'diyevid, we are going to be yotzi your tefillah if you were holding them, as long as you had some type of kavana. But if you did not, it will not ruin your davening altogether, b'diavad, you are going to be yotzi. And this is obviously a gigantic mussar in our days, where people are holding cell phones. That can't be any worse thing that is matrid the kavana. Not only is it obviously to try checking other things on the cell phones that people check on their smartphones. That is absolutely awesome for very many different reasons. For all reasons that all the cell phone, like Rosh Hashiva said, it's besides for the Kavana aspect, the Dastam Bizayan that is going on in the Beit Knessios to be holding something while you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like talking during Shemana Esrei, even if not during Shemana Kriyat Shema, Psukei Dezimra, you're showing a Kaddish Baruch Hu that everything else in the world is, it matters, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu is last on our list, and we have given all ourselves all a Torah. Okay, one more thing over here, in the continuation over here, in Sif Katan Beis, it talks about, though, when it is permissible to hold something during davening, or not something, it's the Sefer Torah. It says over here in Sif Katan Beis, Mutar Shiyat Sibir Lahachzik Sefer Torah B'yado, V'Shabbos Keshomer Yukum Purkan. It seems like in their different minhagim that people used to hold the Sefer Torah during Yukum Purkan, the Kevin Shikovan Aso Azli Palel, Alum De Torah, which I don't know if people don't know what the Likurim Brothers are saying nowadays in Yukum Purkan because it's in Aramaic, but if you see the words, it's all about, I think some of the parents wouldn't say Yukum Purkan if they knew what they were saying. Okay, but Yukum Purkan. So Yukum Purkan is all about Lomdei Torah, and therefore Al-Kain, Machzika Sefer Torah, B'yado V'lul Hashem Shmira, V'avi Kmo Lulu B'zmano, it's just like holding a lulav in the time of the Gemara. People used to hold a lulav during Shemona Esrei, V'chein Motu L'Hafzik B'shashim Mevarchim HaChodesh. Even though we said by all tefillos you should not be holding on him, but the Sefer Torah for Mevarchim HaChodesh and for Yukum Purkan, different things like that, that is all going to be permissible. But what also is not permissible is quoted over here in Sif Katan Dal, and this is also a tremendous, but a lot of people do not follow this. But Kata B'Birkei Yosef, Duhu Adin, the Aser Lahoshiv Tinok Lefana, B'Shasa Tefillah. You can't hold a child during davening. Either you're holding the child and you're paying attention to the child, or you're davening. You can't do both. This does not mean that husbands are potter from giving their wives breaks and if their wives need them. But it doesn't mean that they have to bring the child to shul. Okay, you can wake up early and daven v'sikin and then go help your wife, or you could do make it. People want to get in everything. They know they're not going to daven anyway, so they bring the child to shul and they hold the child during davening. So that's not okay. You have to be davening. When you're davening, you're not watching your child. You're not holding your child in Yishmanasa. You can't hold your hand. Not only during Yishmanasa, we saw it's all during all the tefillos. Okay, and this is awesome. But one thing is for sure, if one has a child in davening, and that child is making noise, and even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the child is Yerach Reis. Even in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, he's bothering, starts crying, your job is to pick him up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and take him outside. He said, I got hit by another kid. Whatever it might be, all the things in the mikveh. And so the child is Yerach Reis, and you have to watch over him, and therefore anything that happens to the child, he has to, you're mechuyev to do it, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and there's no question about it. You brought the child to shul, it's your responsibility to do what you have to do. Okay, now moving on in terms of not doing things that are mafriyu and tefillah. Sorry, one more thing over here in Sivkot and Zayin. Sivkot and Zayin, this is a child that happens a lot. What happens in Nafal Sefer Ha'aretz Veini Yochel Lechaveh? Okay, in front of you, the Seder falls, even if it's not your Seder, someone else's Seder falls. Do you continue your Shemoneh Esrei, or do you go ahead and pick up the Seder? So it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Nafal Sefer Ha'aretz Ve'eini Yachol L'Chavin. You can't have Kavanah, the Seder is in front of you. For most people, that's very difficult for them to concentrate while there's a Sefer Kodesh in front of you. Mutar L'Hagbiyom K'Shishayim HaBracha, Shomim Ba'yir, you're allowed to finish the Bracha you're in, and then go ahead and pick up the Seder. It's Mashmah over here, it's only if it's your Eini Yachol L'Chavin, but really, the halacha is you should continue, go ahead and daven, and after davening, go ahead and pick it up. But if it's bothering your kavana, you should go ahead and pick it up, as the Mishnah Berurah continues in the Hemshech. V'lav hachi lo yasek. If it's not bothering your kavana, don't go ahead and posek. V'kol shekein she'ein likrotz be'etzba kiyotze b'shas tefillah. You shouldn't snap your fingers and make signs to other people. In the Mona Miller Shemoneh Esrei, you saw that even in Kriyat Shema, you're not supposed to do this. Kavachomer in Shemoneh Esrei, not to motion to people in your Miller Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says like this, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, let's say today, someone starts Shemoneh Esrei by heart, and he realizes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's Al Nisim, and he doesn't know Al Nisim by heart. So what does he do? Okay, you're allowed to walk from your place, and go take a sitter, and then continue davening. Go back to your place, you're davening, and continue your davening in that. Because once again, you're mid-balbel, and you're in your Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to go and think, what about asking a shy? Let's say, you can't remember if you said Yalav V'yav. When you don't know the lacha, do you go back? You don't go, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Where do you go back? Where do you not go back? So you, first of all, you could go get a Mishnah Berurah or another Sefer Lacha and look it up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Says Beferish, later on in Mishnah Berurah Simin, maybe exactly the Makor. Simin Kuf Dalet Sifkat and Beis. And Simon Kuftalis, he cut in bays. He says, not only can he go get a sitter, but he passes the halacha lemaisa. You can even ask a shayla in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei if you don't know what the halacha is for your Shabbos. You can't ask a Hilchos Shabbos question in your Shemoneh Esrei. But a Hilchos Tefillah question that shayach to your Shemoneh Esrei right now, you're allowed to ask even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You get the answer and you go back to your Shemoneh Esrei. This Rav Avadia disagrees with. Quoted in the halacha brua from the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadia held that you could not ask a shayla in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but the Mishnah Berurah Beferish and Simin Kuf Dalet Sif Katan Beis Paskins Alach Hamais, you can even ask a shayla in the middle of one Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so that is that halacha Sif Beis Motor Lachzor Machzor Tvilas Biado Bishasa Tmishim Ipalo. You're allowed to hold a machzor or, for that matter, a sitter in your hands during tefillah. Ho, the tofes, the tzarech tefillah, since it's in his hands, for tzarech tefillah atzma lo tarid, therefore he's not going to be tarid. Dum yed a lulav de mishum de kichaso mitzvah lo tarid. Just like a lulav, you're allowed to hold in your hand, because it's for a mitzvah, it's not going to make you tarid. So too, when you're holding a sitter in your hand. So, first of all, just to point out, yesterday I quoted a Shari Tshuva in Sifkat and Gittel. It wasn't a Shari Tshuva. It was the Ber HaTev in Sifkat and Gittel that talked about putting your hands together during davening or any other time. And over here, in the Shari Tshuva, in Sifkat and Aleph, he answers a stira that's been bothering me. In one place, we saw earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that said that Arizal davened out of a sitter. And then in other places, it says the Arizal did. Like the Al-Pi Kabbalah says, they make sure he had his eyes closed all the time. So in Sifkat and Aleph and Shari Tshuva, he answers up this stira. He says, V'katav v'shever kavanas katav, d'bibsukei d'zimmer v'yotzu or hayomer b'tocha sidr. He's saying this b'shem da'ari, that for all of the rest of davening he used to say out of a sitter. And for Shmona Esrei dafka used to have is a naim skurot. So that goes back to a couple of things that we've been talking about in the last couple of days. So answers up, it says, continues the Ramah. And he says the following, if you do not have it before davening, you shouldn't start. You shouldn't go after it in the middle of tefillah, and last once again, if you need it. If you need it, then you can go get it, but you shouldn't plan on going getting your sitter in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're allowed to get it if you need to, once again, in order to daven out of the sitter. Let's start Simon Sari Zayin. Over here, it's based on, once again, a Gemara in Brachos, which is on the next daf in Maseches Brachos. Lo yigahek, okay, one should not burp during davening. Motzei miguv lepiv neficha mitoch savo. Okay, he's just telling us what a burp is. Velo yifahek, and one should not yawn. Poteach poiv lahotzi ruach hapeh. Opening your mouth to let the air out of your mouth. Vim tzarech lefahek mitoch ones. If one has to yawn from mitoch ones, which is usually the time when we yawn is against our will, yaniach yado al piv, you should place your hand on your mouth, shelo tira psichoso, so it doesn't look like they don't see your open mouth. So you see over here, that's not only came about in the modern Derech Eretz. So you see over here in Shulchan Aruch Hari, once you put his hand over his mouth, when he's yawning, vizar shelo yaniach yado al santeri b'shasat tefillah, but one should not have his hand on his chin during Shemoneh Esrei, dahavi derech gosas ruach, because that is derech gaiva. We saw earlier on, to put your hands on your waist is gaivadik. Also, to put your hand on your chin is also another type of gaiva. Why that exactly is, that's an example, I'm not sure, but that's what he brings down, is derech gaiva. Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sikon Alf, which sounds like, over here, if one yawns mitoch ones, it's fine, just put your hand over your mouth. What about burping mitoch ones? He says, what then? Debegiuch mitoch ones, leki, surah, if you burp out of onus, you shouldn't try to burp. The isser is trying to burp or trying to yawn during Shemoneh Esrei. But if one doesn't mitoch onus, there's leke isser. Umadilo nokto, the reason why I didn't write it, Esher mnishun dibo, leke chiyuvo laniach yodo, you don't have to put your hand over your mouth. When you burp, shem b'tichas piv rav kolkach, you don't open your mouth so much. Gamhul is man muat ma'od, it's a very short time period of time. Mashen came b'fiach, which lasts a long time, and therefore it is more problematic to go ahead and yawn, and therefore you have to cover your mouth in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Adkan for today.